What's your craziest thing? Talking to me. Yes. Why you say that?
Like that was like a bomb in the heart.
You have to know your homeboy that you can do it, so you just can't do that with anybody. It's like, because I got a homeboy that pours out to me. Hell, I let him know some shit too, you know. But it's, you know, you just know. You know, you just can't put that shit out to everybody.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Audaciously Me podcast. This has been an amazing journey with these two segments that I have, but it's coming to an end. I will have new segments later, but right now, this will be the last Brothers Unleashed this week, and I have two special guests, Daryl and Kelvin. Say what up to the people now.
What up, what up?
What up with it up?
Don't ask them what's in their cups. They acting like they grown. But anyway, this will be the end of Brothers Unleashed. I had a great time recording with all of you guys that participated. And I thank all of you for listening and tuning in and sending in your feedback. Now, before we get into what we're going to speak about today, here's a brief promo. Hey guys, Ashley D here. I am just here to let you guys know that this will be the last episode of Brothers Unleashed. However, I have some more exciting, fun, engaging episodes coming up. I just couldn't wait to share. So it would mostly be me for the most part on these episodes, and I will have a few guests here and there. And then, of course, I am going to start up another exciting segment that I'm pretty sure you guys would love to hear. It's going to be fun. It's going to be mostly family filled. So please check it out. And have a great morning. Well, better yet, have a great week. All right. And we are back. Okay. So we're not doing anything too serious. We're going to talk about our personality test that we took. And also, I went back and got the questions from the episode that I did with Coco. So I'm going to ask them too, because I'm interested to see what they're going to share. I think it'll be fun to ask guys some questions too, instead of us getting all serious and asking why they're not so vulnerable. But anywho, so we can go ahead and start off with the questions. Cool? Questions. Y'all can just answer whenever you get ready. We don't have to, you ain't got to raise your hand or nothing. Add your 2 cents, whatever. I don't care. Make it fun. Question number one. If you could date one celebrity, who would it be?
I'm going to let you go first. Black or white?
Yeah, I don't think it don't matter, dude.
I mean, it don't matter, but what celebrity would it be?
I don't know. Nah, I don't know. What, you gonna pour something on me?
I might.
Oh, no, man. Girl, see how... This ain't fair.
What celebrity would it be? Y'all act like y'all don't like... Y'all know y'all be fantasizing about these celebrities. They acting really scared, Coco.
Nah, not really.
Scared.
I mean, you be fantasizing about celebrities. You just
said porn. Says the person that be looking at big booties all day on Instagram and Facebook.
That ain't no celebrity, though, man. Ain't no,
I don't know who it is. He was showing me some on his phone. You know how the messages come down on iPhone. All you see is big booties. Such a gay.
Look. You got your phone? You be scrolling? Yeah, she got it. And you keep on scrolling.
Okay, well, what celebrity? I mean, you got Beyonce, you got Rihanna, you got Nicki, you got Megan, you got Cardi, you got...
You know what? You know who you I got always like?
I was going to say and Joan. Not Joan, but who?
Well, I think I know why, but...
Angela Bassett, that's a bad 50-year-old now.
Jill Scott.
Ooh. Oh, I know why you like Jill. I know why you like Jill. Jill was trying to tell folks how to speak on the mic. That's why you like Jill. So you ain't like Jill before then?
I liked Jill before then.
Oh, she just took a few steps up the totem pole when she was showing everybody how to speak on the mic. You nasty. I'm gonna tell your mama.
Don't watch it.
too late. Yeah. Man, it's so hard to choose one. I'm just gonna stick with go simple. I'm gonna go with Erykah Badu.
Okay. I fooled with Erykah now. That's my girl now.
Oh yeah.
We see what you like. Anyway, what's the weirdest dream have you had? Did that make sense? What's the weirdest dream you had?
I went first last.
All right, the weirdest dream I had, I was in my neighborhood, but it was like overgrown and woody for some reason. And this guy, I can't even describe him. Like, some guy was fooling around with my wife.
Oh, no.
I think he had grabbed the ass or something. I really don't remember what it was. I confronted him, and I started swinging. But I couldn't hit that motherfucker for nothing, man. I couldn't hit his ass for nothing. It's like slow-mo, like, slow, like. Like, I was playing hard as I could. And it wasn't doing no good. I woke up confused. I was like, what the hell was that?
I done had some dreams like that before.
That was the most recent. But that's been like a year or so ago, 2 years ago. Been a while.
That is pretty weird.
That is a weird dream.
I'd be mad if I was fighting somebody in my dream and couldn't hit them.
Couldn't hit them for now. I'm talking about I'm doing everything I had in me, but it was just... almost like he had powers or something.
I had to go find them for real. Weird dream.
You know what? Mine's is rather recent too. And me and you was in the store.
Oh Lord. I'm scared.
We was in the store. And I think somebody was trying to steal something or something like that. And they was looking for who tried to steal whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they came on me like I tried to steal like something. I didn't steal nothing. But the crazy thing about it was you just let them take me like I stole it.
Didn't fight, didn't say nothing.
Was like, he probably did.
That sound about like Ash. That sound about like him.
I do not do that. I wouldn't do nothing like
and
that.
And then I'm in the dream, I'm like, you really finna let me go to jail?
I wouldn't do it in real life.
They took you to jail.
Yeah.
Like they processed you and everything.
Like I was in the back.
Did I come get you out?
No.
How did it end?
Mama, I love you. POP, hold it down and talk to off.
Wow.
But the whole dream, we was in the store and I'm trying to fight for my innocence and she just like, he probably did and I ain't see, but you know, just you weren't defending me at all. I know that.
Now, you know, in real life, I'm going to defend you.
I was hurting that dream.
It could be your man's intuition.
Y'all don't shut up. Okay, anyway, moving on before we get too deep into this and then we end up fighting. No, I'm just saying. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? Now, I know y'all had dreams and aspirations, man.
How young?
A doctor.
It don't matter.
All growing up, I tell people I was going to be a doctor.
I'm glad you ain't, Jesus. He don't listen. You go in there and say your head hurt, he going to look at your feet. You ain't lying. You lost your license fooling with me.
Yeah, because I feel like what's hurt you'll say your head, but mean something else.
No, I don't.
You do.
Anywho, Daryl.
I don't know about young thoughts of my older self or what I wanted to be, but like high school, I wanted to do something computer-wise. Not really sure, but then me and a good friend of mine, like a brother, we decided we was going to be band directors because we like band. We were in band. It was pretty damn good. I ain't going to say still good, but we was going to be band directors. We was going to come back to our high school and be the band directors.
Hey, you still got time now. You still got time.
I don't want none of that shit.
Lord. Okay, what would your perfect date be? And don't you start throwing hints, because I'm not doing none of it. Since I just let them take you away.
You did just let them take me away.
Proceed.
I got a question before we start.
We not already started.
not that kind of start before we answer this question, I guess I should say. Now, when you say a perfect date, is that like something I'm finna give or one that I want to receive? Like, I'm not furnishing, I guess you would say.
I don't know. I don't think it, like, to me, it wouldn't necessarily have to be whether you're giving it or you're receiving it. Just what would you describe as a perfect date?
I'd say that changes depending on
can who's. It be like a whole, like, day plan?
Oh, y'all expensive, but come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, no money involved. And just if I'm doing it, if she doing it, you know.
I'm not just even thinking however, like that. I'm just saying, like, all right, what if, to me, like, my perfect date would be like, all right, we out of town. You know, we wake up, hotel room, we get dressed, casual clothes, we go get, like, some lunch or something. Then we can go, like, walk. If they got like a park or something.
You could did it at the house.
And then
you trying to go out.
But they ain't got this in, they don't got this in Columbus. You know, walk in the park or something and then walk in the park and then like you can go to like an arcade or something, laser tag, or you can
so
like,
we ain't go got no arcade with laser tag.
Or you can go play paintball or something like that. Then like catch a movie and then after the movie go eat. Like dinner?
Do all that at home.
What's your face? Remember that, though. Right. Remember that. We can do all that at home.
When I first met him, he didn't like to go nowhere. Now he didn't want to go anywhere.
It depends on where I'm going and who I'm going with that makes me want to go somewhere.
I feel it.
So what would y'all perfect day be?
I just said a whole day.
Okay, Daryl.
Man, it depends. The financial situation. But no finances, worries. I would say, man, I would want to be out of town, right? I would want to be on a coastal city where, you know, you can see the water out there in the, what you call it? You know, out there in the water. After the water out there in the water, you know what I'm saying? And, man, like a candlelit dinner at, like, a restaurant, but, like, private section, you know what I'm saying? Like, in there.
See, now that's some good shit. Now, you ain't say that.
If I was giving a date, you know, if I was doing it, you know, some roses and shit like that.
Like, with, like, some dim lights?
Yeah, all that good shit, yeah.
Like, they got a restaurant in Memphis called J. Alexander. And they got like them lights.
He know all these restaurants, but won't take me to nail one.
You know where we work at? You didn't you work there? Right. But like I want to do some shit like a horse-drawn carriage. But the whole time during all this going on, I want them to play that shit. My ship is selling in. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
In the background, like a little private little band playing that.
He trying to get on the Titanic. Ain't no niggas finna get on the Titanic now.
Hey, they like.
Who that Wayne Wonder? Who's saying that my ship is selling in? The ship is finally coming in. However, this shit
I have no idea. Anywho.
Perfect music for the background.
If you could live anywhere in the world without leaving friends and family behind, where would you want to live?
Without leaving friends?
Like they can come. Mm-hmm. Or I get to come back.
Mm-hmm. I like Houston and I like Pensacola. So probably one of them two.
Me, I want to go to like somewhere across the water. You know, out there where the water is.
But I got hurricanes and tsunamis and shit.
I got a third choice. San Diego.
I would want to visit all those places, but like to live, I would say somewhere like New Zealand. I want to be
okay.
Oh, a whole nother continent. Like
I'm with Daryl on that.
Like
I visit all them. Like I live there, but to
not Germany, but you know, just somewhere over there peaceful, not Britain. And
to live in the world anywhere and not leave anybody behind, I would definitely go get me a private island. We can all just build something new.
Yeah, South America, somewhere in Africa, one of them.
I would definitely say, what about one of the places in Africa?
Like, one of those nice cities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they like to, they dance the way I like to dance over there. I'd be over there.
I don't want to be in the dusty part.
Okay, anyway.
I want to go to Wakanda. Let me move to Wakanda.
It's nice over there now from what I seen on TV.
Right.
You can only drink one brand and type of alcohol for the rest of your life. What is it? I already know. This is not a paid right. advertisement, right. guys.
No. We paid for this.
I mean, if you know, you happen to get like some type of sponsorship or something.
Oh, yeah. You know, Crown Royal, Canadian whiskey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Get them to sponsor me first. But this is not a paid advertisement.
We coming though, Crown.
Okay. Anywho, what was I?
Don't matter the place.
Okay. What's the saddest thing? Yeah. Oh, yes, it does. That Crown Royal Black. Ooh, that burned my chest.
You like that black though?
I be like,
I've had a couple shots. It ain't that bad.
All right. Yeah, it was that bad for me. But anyway,
you just like him.
I cannot drink Hen no more.
Uh-oh.
I drink, as him most, I'm probably drinking wine or I'll sip that Crown. Other than that, no. I cannot.
Something about drinking wine at work, isn't
it? Hey, that wine be busting now. Let's see.
And Joyce said it's somewhere, I think, in the area that got, like, bottomless mimosas with their brunch.
Bottomless?
We need to find it. Okay, anyway.
In Columbus?
No, it's not in Columbus.
Oh, shoot. Starboard. Columbus. Okay, what's the saddest thing? Ooh, it might be.
I can't remember.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all. But anyway, what's the saddest thing that has happened to you?
Watching my dad have to beat cancer.
You want to make me cry?
Deal with cancer. He did beat it, but watching him have to deal with it, like. You know, back and forth to like Tupelo to the hospital and all that.
That's wrong.
I missed a couple of days of school to go to Tupelo and see him and all that. Yeah, I think that's the sad. You know what? That's not the saddest thing. Saddest thing that I have been through is seeing my auntie die of cancer. Jasmine and Jessica. Because. I went with my mama to see him in the hospital, see her in the hospital one time. And it was me, mama, my uncle, you know, two of my cousins. And my uncle was like, all right, Kevin, we read Bible verses to her. She was in a coma at this point. He was like, we read Bible verses to her. And he asked me that I want to read one. I was like, yeah, I read one. I probably got halfway through the verse.
Nah.
I probably made it halfway through that verse and just started like boo-hoo crying.
I'm about to cry. Hold on.
So yeah, that's got to be the saddest.
It wasn't what I thought you was going to say, but it's still sad. I got two though. I don't, they both pretty high. On that list, can I say both?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the more recent one. It was really watching my grandma die, like watching how like she was going down her last years or whatever, and I knew how strong she was, like the type of personality and how she carried herself, like, and seeing her going through all that memory loss and asking about people that's been dead. Like, my granddaddy asking about him, and, like, I literally sat up in her living room one night. I was over there waiting for my mom to get off, and I just sat in there and just cried, got all my crying out before it happened so it wouldn't hit me as bad when she did die. But just watching her go down, like, man, I got drunk in college and had a boo-hoo about it. And just thought about it, realized what the day was. It was like anniversary of her death, and, like, boo-hooed that night. It was crazy. But anyways, and... The second one, my wife talked about it in her episode when we lost our little boy in 2017. That whole experience and seeing how it still affects us today, like, it's still kind of sad talking about it too much. So I'm going to stop talking about it.
Oh, okay. Y'all got me sad now. I'm scared to laugh. Okay. Well, we're going to move on. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Mr. Goody Goody Two Shoes over here going to drink their water, so he got to answer the question.
The worst thing?
Yep. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
You got something that just stick out to you?
Man, I got so much bad shit out
there. Just name one.
Man. I think the worst thing that has affected me over my whole life is when I started working. That's the worst thing I could have done, because I was in college on scholarships and got that job, man, started getting on cash money. Yeah, fuck school.
I've been there once.
Now I got to work at this job and hope to, hope that I can retire. You know, just some, you know, it's cool. I just hate I got into the working at the point I did and didn't finish my degree. And now I'm so far behind all my peers and stuff. I don't think it's the worst, but it's pretty bad.
Don't look at it as being behind. Everybody has to walk their own path.
And like one of my classmates that I know had like at least a degree or two in a master or something. Like they was like, at least you got a job, man. Like, you know, you working right now. I'm looking for a job. I got this mm-hmm. degree with no job. But hell, that job wasn't hitting no shit either, so.
It's like a lot of people with degrees, like I'm getting a degree, but a lot of people with degrees, they get into, most people get into degrees that they're not really happy with. And it causes them to
resent
getting that degree. And then also the fields that they're trying to get into, they tell them that they're overqualified for it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, find something that you enjoy doing that you can make your own, you know, instead of going to work for somebody.
Right.
Find something that you can do and make it like your own practice or whatever. Straight out. That's the best way to go into, at this point. What the way the world is, that's the best way to go. So, Kevin Kale, worst thing you've ever done?
I don't know. I think, like, to go kind of the same direction that Darren went, like, probably one of the worst things I've done is stay at my first job as long as I did.
Not my first one, but yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. I would have to say, yeah, that's probably, I definitely shouldn't have stayed there that long.
I felt that dead in my soul.
We all
did. Honey, I stayed this. I gave Sonic 10 years, 10 or 11, one of them. Woo! That's why I got all these gray hairs. Anyway, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I ever done, I'm gonna say, was I was in college and I had finals. Yeah, me and a buddy and both our girlfriends, we spent the night in a tent in a random little league field about a mile or two away from school. And I woke up and like tried to drink 5-hour energies and stuff to stay up for that exam. Like, it was terrible because we was up late.
Hey, but that sounds like it'll be fun though.
It was lit. Don't get me wrong, the experience was lit. But let's just say I didn't pass that class. And then,
dang.
And then I started working and all that stuff. All that played in together. And it was like, well, fuck school.
So, what's your craziest thing? Talking to me. Yeah. Why you say that?
Because it is.
You gotta see how she was looking at you, man. She was like that was like a moment of hurt.
Okay, like, you ain't gonna ask why I can't. Am I that bad?
No,
oh,
ain't that bad.
Dang. Not that bad, shit. No, I'm playing.
Y'all hurt my feelings.
And look, I started a joke like that too, but you know, I don't think my wife would have liked it, so I left that alone. It was a thought.
Yeah, some had a came and hit you in the back of the head. I was just gonna go just like that.
I wouldn't have
done it. Last question: are y'all ready?
Hmm.
That's the last question. Oh.
Hey,
oh, look,
that was your answer for real.
We went through 10 questions. I mean, craziest thing I've ever done. I don't know.
You did something crazy. You ain't been that cool, calm, and collected.
I think when I was like young, like 13, 14, maybe. Like my folks was gone for the weekend one time, and Denzel wanted to come to the house. No one near a driver's license, intermediate, nothing like that, but I got some keys and drove. He lived down 69 and stuff. I got in the car, drove down there, and got him, came back.
Your mom and dad know then?
No.
Ooh, I'm finna tell it.
I did something close to that, too.
Ooh, I'm finna tell it.
But I drove my mama work car.
I still ain't told y'all the craziest thing I done did. I don't even think I said it in the last episode. My mom ain't finna know this.
No, let's hear it. Let's put it out there. You got... Shh,
this ain't about me. Me and Coco had our turn.
That's
what you said earlier. Nah, but I tell y'all though. So this is the craziest thing I did. Well, another craziest thing I did. I got a lot of crazy moments. But anyway.
Clip it, man.
My mother was gone out of town and it was just my brother, my sister, and me. We were at home and I happened to walk in my mother's room and I saw $10 sitting on her dresser. Y'all ain't sneaking. But anyway, she left $10 on her dresser. And then that night, my sister and I had planned to go out with our cousin. We were at this party at Lee Middle. The Sigmas had a party, so you know we weren't gonna miss that. Y'all, I promise y'all, we was in the middle of that party. We was dancing, just getting it. I said, oh, mama calling. We went and locked everybody out the bathroom, and I sat in that stall, and I had to put on my sleepy voice, right? I said, let's see if I still got it. I said, hello. She was like, what you doing? In the bed. She said, oh, walk in my room right quick. And look on my dresser and tell me how much money I left. And I almost screamed because I was like, oh, I'm so glad I walked in her room because I never walk in my mama's room when she gone. I put my phone on mute and I walked around. I waited. I counted to like 15. And I was like, I don't see it. And she goes, it should be up there in one of the little cubby holes, like on the right side. I said, $10. She said, okay. All right. Y'all okay? I said, yeah. She was like, all right, then. Good night. Night. And she don't know that. But if she listen to this, she gonna know it. Yes. We were out and weren't even supposed to be out. We waited till my brother went to sleep. And we dipped on him. I think he was like, he might have been in kindergarten. Maybe first or second grade. Somewhere up in there. Let me see. I'm 29. He's 20. So 9 years, I think I was like, I was driving, so I was. Yeah, Bella, just walk on through. It's okay. We're not recording. I told you. I knew she was going to do something. And I told her, don't walk through this video. Ouch. And she walked through the video. But anyway.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he was. No, I think he was probably in the second grade because I was like in the 10th or 11th grade when this happened. I know I wasn't a senior yet because I was pretty much pregnant my whole senior year. But I know I wasn't a senior. I knew I wasn't a senior. Anywho, last question. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done?
I remember that question. Well, contrary to Coco's answer on her episode,
you finna say it.
Well, you know, I gotta clear that up. I don't think it was my mother's bathroom. It was more so on the back of my car.
At your mama's house.
Yeah, we was at the house. We was in at mama's house.
I'ma tell y'all mama too.
On the trunk, on the, you know, the back side of it, on the trunk.
I'ma tell it.
That's probably why the back of it's still sinking. She had a little back of my car still sitting there. I thought it was a sub box, but no, probably ain't that.
The ground.
Oh, he shy. No.
I know you've heard this one before. When we was at Falcon Lair and all the cousins came over. I did have sex in Cross Park at playground here.
Where the children play?
On the swings.
No, it wasn't on the swings.
On the slide.
It was like
when the you monkey
go,
ball.
It was like when you go to slide.
Now
slide,
one of my children's had a plate on that slide. Let me find out.
It was nighttime though. And you know it wasn't no lights on.
Did y'all wipe it off when y'all got
in
done?
In the mist?
I don't remember this story, but did y'all wipe it off when you got done?
No.
He lied. Don't nobody be thinking about that. You lying.
In the midst of it, like
my kids used to play in Pro's Park.
Like three little dudes came riding by on bikes and stuff. But they didn't see us.
Kaya. It was that slide you, Bella and Lauren was on. The yellow slide.
The playground is like when you passing by.
That, like, you can right see there, from the highway.
That you can see from the highway.
Kaya. And we was all on there. We were playing. What? We were playing Stella and something. Because Bella called somebody Stella. The commander and something else. That, I still got pictures and videos of us playing on them slides.
We need to confirm if it was the right slide.
And you up there. Right. I know it wasn't that big tall one.
Could have been.
Y'all ain't get all the way up there. That big tall skinny slide.
Could have been. He slid on in.
on the playground.
They was playing on the grounds.
You nasty.
I was
look young. How she looking over there, though.
What's
happening? She looking like, what are you talking about? Anyway, all you had to do was just wait till you were grown, like I did.
What is grown?
I thought I was grown in high school. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to go on into these personality tests. I took mine. I am an INFP. Kelvin, what are you?
I am a INFJ.
Daryl.
I'm an ISTP.
ISTP. I don't see that. I feel like you're more of an extrovert than an introvert.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
How? Because it says...
Break it down.
I'm going to break it down. Don't worry.
It's because it don't sound like
your boy. Hold on. We fixing to see.
It says have quiet
You said energy. You are a what now?
ISTP.
ISTP. Hold on now.
Are these like...
Get those are our spirit animals? Out.
Yep, we looking at the animals.
Come on, man.
Get back. I ain't at you yet. Move, nah.
That's me.
That's why y'all men be jumping to conclusion. That's why we can't never help y'all with nothing. You said I what now?
ISTP. Almost like an ISP. Yeah.
What is it? Ooh, that's a snake. Is that like a garden snake or something?
Oh, well, I ain't see the animal.
But it says that you are secretive and unpredictable. I can see that.
Very much so.
I can see that. Okay. Zang, I'm sorry. Hold on, sir. INFJ. Why you gotta look at the paper like that? I'm coming.
Cause I just wanted to see.
Y'all, they so anxious.
Look, I guess that's why I like that Jamie Foxx.
What you said you want?
INFJ. This yours right here.
I know that. I know what mine is. Mine is a seal, and it says free spirited and kind. I am free spirited and kind. Don't do me like that. You're INFJ. Yours is a panda. You're rare and fascinating. I don't know about that deal. I'm just playing. Stay over there. Ain't nobody asking you.
Hey, don't be surprised y'all watch this episode, especially on YouTube, and I edited that design of panda song.
I got bronze in the Atlanta.
This the man behind all the editing and stuff. Yeah, they came up with that heat.
That's why I said ISP.
So hold on. Okay. learning styles. You said you're an introvert. Okay, we're all introverts. So I can just read this out.
At times.
Let's see. Wait, all of our first letters are the same. Nope. Me and Kelvin's first letter, first two letters are the same. Yours is different. Let's see. The I learn best by pausing to think, value reading, prefer to study individually, say they're below average in verbal expressions, say they need training in public speaking, need quiet for concentration, want faculty who gives clear lectures. Yep, that's me.
To the point.
That's you. That's you too. You show. All right. Let's see. I'm going to do the N since we got them together. The N is seek quick insights. Use imagination to go beyond facts. Value what is original. Create their own directions, like theories to give perspective. Read between the lines. Want faculty who encourage independent thinking. And yours is S?
Yes.
Let's see. Sensing. Seek specific information. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Memorize facts.
Oh, yeah.
Values what is practical. Yeah. Follow instructions. No.
Hell yeah.
No. Okay. Likes hands-on experience. Yeah. Trust material as presented.
No, I don't know about that one.
No, I don't think that one. No. Want faculty who gives clear instructions. Okay. T. Okay. I'm INFP. He's got T, so we're going to do his. Thinking, since it's right up under it. Want objective material to study. Yeah. Logic guidelines learning. Yeah. Like to critique new ideas.
Hell yeah.
Can easily find flaws in an argument sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Learn by challenge and debate.
Hell yeah.
Kind of. Want faculty who make logical presentation. Okay, we both have F's. So feeling, want to be able to relate to material person. Lord, I'm going to say personality. Sorry. Want to be able to relate to the material personally. Yeah. Personal values important. Like to please instructors. I don't know about all that. Can easily find something to appreciate. Yeah. Learn by being supported and appreciated. Yeah. Want faculty who establish personal rapport with students. Okay, so you're a J, so let's read his J. What are you? TP?
I'm a TP.
Okay, we'll go to P since it's right up under it. Perceiving, like to solve problems informally. Value change, I don't think so. Work spontaneously, yeah. Work impulsively with burst of energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like to adapt to events. Sometimes. Stay open to new information. Yeah. Want faculty to be entertaining and inspiring. You are P?
J.
Oh, J. I'm sorry. Ooh, excuse me. Don't beat me up. Judging. He's very judgmental, y'all. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, he likes formal instructions for solving problems, value dependability, plan work well in advance, work steadily towards goals.
Hey.
Like to be in charge of events. Drive towards closure. He does do that. Want faculty to be organized.
I'm gonna tell you something. She be questioning this like to be in charge of events.
Mm-hmm.
Secretly, if I'm not in charge, and I feel like the way it's being done is stupid, I kind of secretly just wait on it to fail. So I can be like, well, if we'd have done it this way.
I feel that, Kelvin.
No, because we work together on a lot of stuff. And sometimes I'd be like, look, I gave this to you to put your creative mind to work. He still got me sitting up there, but how you want this? You're in charge. Take over.
The thing about that, team, right?
Team.
So I edit it and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, look at this. Make sure it looks all right before it gets posted. Like I told her. When we did this past video for the streaming Among Us, I was like, watch this video, make sure it look all right. I didn't edit it. I didn't did what I wanted to do with it. I just want you to watch it like proof reading. You proof watching before I post it.
Proof watching.
You done.
They let me know she ain't.
Go.
Anyway, okay, so we about to go to the prayers. So, Who wants me to read their prayer out loud first? Oh, don't everybody raise their hand at once.
You can read.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Kevlin. INFJ. Lord, help me not to be a perfectionist. Did I spell that correctly? You like that for real?
That's why I tell you to watch it.
Got my thing.
All right.
Anyways, Daryl, ISTP. God, help me to consider other people's feelings, even in most... God, help me to consider other people's feelings, even if most of them are hypersensitive. You kind of mean, though.
I've heard that a lot.
Mine is perfect for me. Mine says, God, help me to finish everything I start. And it didn't finish. That's me right there. But I'm working on it. Okay. So the jobs that these personality tests have said that you would work well in and be happy with. What's your last two?
TP.
I'm sorry. Your second and third. I'm sorry.
ST like street.
Girl. ST. Street. Yours is management and business.
Huh.
Accounting and banking. Law enforcement. engineering. Yeah. And skilled trades.
That sounds like everything that I want to do, except for law enforcement, because I ain't...
Friend, it's time to go back to school and get that... Go get a trade at least for engineering.
Now, look, they're trying to get me to get that engineering degree. I don't want to do the
go
math.
Go ahead. It's all right.
I don't want to do the math, and I don't want to write the papers.
You're going to have to do it.
I know. That's why I said that's crazy. That's me to a T. Okay. Every lad, except for the law enforcement, F-12.
Oh, Lord. Okay. NF. It's Negro. Okay, counseling and human services. Well, we're both NF, so yeah. Counseling and human services. I don't know about no counseling.
I can see him giving some sound
kinda,
advice.
Kind of, sometimes, because sometimes he'd be like, he'll text me, so-and-so just asked me about something like this. I said, I'll be like, well, answer it. I feel like he'd be wanting to come to me to see what to say, but I'm like, hell, well, answer it.
Give him the rash truth. I can see him calming somebody down that's finna do some crazy shit. Hey, man. just be blunt. Hey, man, that's crazy.
I was part of a mentor program when I was a senior.
Now, I don't see him calming nobody down when he mad. He
that ain't got nothing to do with me. Man, I'm tired of all this shit, but why are you tired?
When I'm mad,
when they mad. When they mad. He'll be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I can calm some people down before when they was mad.
Art and music, writing and journalism, behavioral science, and education.
Hey, Mr. McGraw.
His mama wanted him to be a school teacher,
My
too.
My mama and dad wanted me to be a teacher so bad. They're like, you make a good math teacher, English teacher. I'm like,
I would say history. Teaching Plato.
Okay, so let's read the types. Okay, so I'm going to start with you since I started with him. ISTP.
ISTP.
Let's see. It says cool onlookers, quiet, reserved, observing and analyzing life with detached curiosity and unexpected flashes of original humor. Usually interested in cause and effect. Mm-hmm. How and why. Mm-hmm. Mechanical things work. And in organizing facts using logical principles, excel at getting to the core of a practical problem and finding the solution.
Does that not sound like your
boy? No, you got to work on the lab part. No.
What the lab part is again?
It says, excel at getting to the core of a practical problem and finding the solution.
I'm not gonna say excel, but yes, I think I do that.
Work on it. Let's see, INFJ.
Every time she says something about mine, it's almost like she ready to bust me out of something.
I do it because I love you. Now, come on, now listen. It says, succeed by perseverance, originality, and desire to do whatever is needed or wanted. Put their best efforts into their work, quietly, forceful.
Yeah.
whatever. Concerns for others. Well, concern for others. Respected for their firm principles. Yeah. Likely to be honored and followed for their clear visions as to how best to serve the common good. Now, he like to say, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't know if I'm going to follow somebody that be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Depending on the situation, sometimes you just got to be like, look, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I feel it.
Well, I'm an INFP, so I'm a quiet observer. Idealistic and loyal. I am very loyal. Don't even start laughing because y'all know I am. No, I am very loyal.
I'm stuck on the quiet part. It started off.
I am quiet. Like when I first meet somebody, I am quiet. And then when I get comfortable, I'm like, hi. And I will talk you to death. And I'm loud.
Shane fooled with us when they first put her over there.
I didn't talk to them for a good little while.
That little sadidiness in it.
I was not acting sadiddy. I might have had a little crush at first. I just like the way his beard was lined up. It was lined up so well. It ain't nine, Jesus. But anyway.
At least you got a beard. Yeah, we still on that. At least you got one. I'm still working.
Important that outer life be congruent with inner values. Oh, yeah. Dead me. Curious, quick to see possibilities, often serve as catalysts to implement ideas. They don't sound like me.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Adaptable. So y'all don't agree with that? I'm adaptable. Okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Flexible. And accepting unless a value is threatened. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wants to understand people in ways of fulfilling human potential. Little concern with possessions or physical surroundings.
I agree.
See, that me. We gonna work on you taking charge though. But other than that me. What you saying now? Don't whisper now.
I said, put your foot down.
All right, cool. Kente put his foot down. That bitch got chopped right off. Put your foot down if you want to. I'm put mine up. Yeah.
We ain't slaves no more. I know.
But anyways, that gave you guys a little insight about us. Well, you know what? We got Coco over here. Coco! Girl, wake up. She ain't studying this. I was going to read hers. But anyway, I think I kept you guys long enough. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We tried to make the last men segment kind of fun. Nothing too serious. But wait, I do want to ask. Both of y'all chime in together.
Ooh.
Please. Please. Okay.
That's a strong
point. I have to ask because I've been asking all the men this. I wasn't going to worry about it on this episode, but I really want to.
Good. I don't want to be left out.
Why is it so hard for men to express their feelings?
I'm not going to be cliche with my answer, but the shit is true. Society does not condone men opening up. And then when you do, they try to manipulate those concerns and feelings against you and try to make you less of a person. Like, that shit is real. Like, it's not common for a man to open up unless he really is that comfortable with you or feels you won't be offended by his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So they hold that shit in.
Or
and they drink.
And you gonna pick your cup up, Lord.
And do drugs and all that type of sort of thing.
You have to let your mind be stronger than your emotions.
Well, see, sometimes emotions is something that's, I'm not gonna say forced upon you, but it's like something that affects you. Like,
I know what you're trying to say.
You can't really control some of that shit, like how something makes you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say a catalyst, but like I'm not sure. You know, I ain't in school no more.
Okay, you trying to throw shots at me now?
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm not sure.
You got to feel every emotion. No lie, you have to feel every emotion. Feel that emotion, but also put in your build your mind. That way, your emotions don't completely take over, and you're in that little spiral that I was in. Here, you know me for a long time. I was in that one little spiral, just going around and around in the same circle. No matter who I was with, still going around that same circle. Until I got a control of my mind and I was like, you know what? I'm hurt. I'm tired of going through this. What can I do to fix it? I went through every emotion that I felt over all them years.
I'm going to add to that, though.
Go ahead.
It's like, as a man, emotions, you have to control those emotions. I know a lot of people ain't going to like
what I'm about.
Huh?
Who said you got to control them?
I'm trying to get to my point.
Like, Wayne said,
I don't want to look at Wayne head. Anyways, we, you know. But, like, really, though, man, I hate to say it like that, but, like, we men aren't wired up to act off of our emotions. Like, we're more so supposed to be thinkers and things like that, because I don't want to sound sexist.
Y'all open up them can of worms if you want to.
But,
before we open up these cans of worms, I will say that for 4 weeks, for four weeks,
uh-huh,
it was cans of worms open up about the men, wasn't it? On the herd signal.
Okay, bet. Don't worry. You just put a good idea in my head. Don't worry. Come on.
I'm just saying.
That's all right.
Didn't you say before
that's
brothers
all right. I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, see? I'm just saying.
Hello, I need to open up that can.
Go ahead. Open it up.
We can't really go off of our emotions, but I hate to say it. Women, you know, y'all are emotional beings. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be the more rational thinkers and, you know, that, however the hell they say that. But anyways, if we walk around emotional in our feelings the whole time, which I do have those moments where my feelings take over, mm-hmm, and I think and come back later. Anyways, who's going to be that person? I ain't going to say that strong force or that, you know, I get lost with my words. Who's going to be that person, well, go back to rational, with that rational thinking, you know what I'm saying, that sound thinking instead of, well, I feel like this, da, 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 but feeling might tell you the situation is like this, but all the facts and the logic behind it says it's not. You know what I'm saying? If we're, you know what I'm saying, somebody got to be that person to be that logical.
Well,
I had an example of what he's saying.
Help your brother out.
It's kind of extreme, though. It's like an extreme example.
Come on,
but
pass
if you want me to throw it out, I'll throw it out.
Yeah, go on, throw it out. Did you?
Like, when my sister was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you she had a real bad asthma attack?
Mm-hmm.
Coded in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Mama was in there. And as soon as it happened and mama saw all them nurses flying in and out, she just like instant, like, you know, what's going on, you know, started praying, speaking in tongues, you know, all that type of stuff, just pacing back and forth. And then you got my daddy, he was sitting in the corner of the hallway. He looked like he was just chilling, but he did seem kind of worried. And after the fact, I asked him about it, and he told me pretty much what Darryl said. He was like, well, your mama was already kind of frantic, so if I'd have panicked and started, you know, doing this and that too, then who was going to be the...
Yeah, the sound. I don't know why I keep sticking with sound, but, like, the calm, trying to assess the situation.
I like to hear these answers because most of my family consists of women, like very strong, independent women, where we have to take that role to be the rational thinkers and be the strong people to keep the family going. Like, we got some good men in our family, but it's like, it's mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like women built the foundation of my family, and it's like, so from my perspective, what I would suggest whenever something is like that, get with somebody that you trust, like, you know, your significant other, whoever, get with somebody that you trust to where you can just really, I'm not saying go out for guys night and be like, man, and just start bawling out, because of course they gonna, I know how y'all men are, y'all, man, talk about that shit and doing all that stuff, but you know, like, shoot, can I share? We've had intimate moments like that. Can I share?
Yeah.
where we were just laying down, cuddled up, and he like really opened up to me, and I started crying. I ain't gonna lie, I started crying. Yes, I'm very emotional. I cry. I feel people's emotions, so I cried.
Empathetic.
But after that, I knew like what I could do to help, so that he wouldn't have to continue to ball up those emotions, and that he could come to me and talk to me about it. Like, we done had the talks where we done sat down and hurt each other's feelings. Like, look.
We done yelled
a couple times, but I mean.
You got to have like, it. It ain't all unicorns and fairy tales, you mm-hmm. know. Contrary to popular belief.
I get it, because a lot of, like, society makes it seem like y'all are weak when y'all express y'all's feelings. Like, take Dak, for instance. Dak was explaining, like, did y'all see Dak's story? I think y'all were at work. I started crying. I was at my grandma's house waiting on the kids to get out of school, and Dak was sharing, like, what went on during COVID, college and all that, how he lost his mom and his brother killed himself because he had a lot going on. And he said he began to slip into the state of depression. When he shared that, they told him to shut up, don't say that, you know. What are you teaching these little boys? And I'm like,
exactly.
No, you can't tell that man to shut up. That man is going through it. Like, he could have went and killed himself, you know, by you saying, don't say that, shut up, that's weak. Like, he probably just saved a little boy's life that looked up to him. That little boy could have went to his mom and dad and be like, look, I've been going through this. I've been feeling like this, and I don't want to be here. And he probably just saved that little boy's life to go open his mouth and say something. And I don't feel like they should have treated him that way. Dak, I'm sorry. Dak, he gets the most slander in the NFL. One, for playing with the Cowboys.
You just said it.
Go Boys. But anyway, he does, though. He does, because he's the only one that doesn't hide too much. And then everybody, I was talking to T-Webb this morning. T-Webb was like, man, he should have went on here and took that money. I said, no, Dak is not going to be the one in the league to sell his soul over a couple million. And he is standing by that. And he was like, but you know, they're injured. They say don't nobody come back from. I said, God get the last say so. And because Dak is who he is, I mean, I know he had a few slip ups. Everybody has slip ups, but you can't hold nobody to that. Because Dak is who he is, I believe he going to heal real quick, and he going to be back on that field like that never even happened. And he going to be the best quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Even over Aaron Rodgers.
Not in Dallas.
Watch. He going to shut Jared Jones up. Jared Jones might just sell the team to somebody better, I hope. We're praying for his stiff neck. Anyway. Anyway.
But yeah, don't think that all men hold their emotions in. Like, they release, you know, like I said, some into drugs and alcohol or whatever.
The wrong way.
Well, you know, you got to get it out some type of way. I was just talking to a guy on Facebook about it. The same exact topic. I find that funny. But yeah, like, you got to know your homeboy that you can do it to. You just can't do that with anybody. It's like, because I got a homeboy that pours out to me. Hell, I let him know some shit too, you know. But it's, you know, you just know. You know, you just can't put that shit out to everybody. Just mm-hmm. know that some folks just think you weak, and like, you can't have that weak title on your image. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Forget that. I don't care how I'm viewed, baby. If I'm hurting, I'm hurting. I'm finna tell you. Whatever you say after me, whatever you say about me after that, that's on you. That's between you and your God.
And the first thing they're gonna say, you and your feelings, ain't it?
Yup. Sure live. What?
Because me and right. I'm just gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. It's just, as soon as you put some type of emotion or feeling out there, man, that nigga hit feeling, man. Damn. You need to cut that shit out, man. Suck that up.
I was told that by a significant other. And before that, she was like, why don't I ever express my feelings to her? And then when I did, why you and your feelings?
Like you said, you gotta find the right person to express that to.
But hell, that's your significant other, though.
Man, I don't know. That's just something that y'all got to sit down and talk about.
You can only express stuff to close family. So, it's just, you know, well, hell, y'all know. Shit, you know the person you can express it to.
Yeah. Oh, Oh, yeah. Like, I've definitely been called weak before for sharing some stuff that was deeply wrong with me. But that was when I realized, okay, can't help but love this person anyway. So I'll just change how I talk to this person. And then I just started sharing everything that was wrong with me to the people around me that I trusted. And once I did that, and I got it all out, like, I ain't gonna lie, I probably called, shoot, who? Y'all, you, Coco, Terrence, Kaya. I probably called y'all so much crying and just about the same stuff. But, you know, I had to do it to get it out. Or I would have never got over
it. You can't hold that shit in, though. That's just real. Like, that's why I think so many men make fucked up decisions trying to hold that shit in. Like, you got to let it out, man. Like, at some point, even if you by yourself and it gonna sound weak as hell, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. But,
hell, if you got to, man, you can get in a room by yourself and just let that shit out, man. Cry, whatever the fuck you got to do. Like, sometimes you got to.
I go outside and scream sometimes because I be that mad. I be done punched a hole in the wall if I lock myself up in a room.
I look, used to be in them restaurants, going that freezer, that cooler.
Okay.
Unleashing that motherfucker.
I know. It was a couple times when I went in the freezer and Sonic and punched it. I went in the freezer now. I just started punching stuff because I knew I couldn't tear it up. It was frozen.
I was fucking full fries up.
Okay.
Damn, all them broke up bad fries. Oh, damn, was in there.
They all gone cook them. But, yeah, so I like those answers. I'm glad y'all were able to sit down with me and share this experience. It's going to be many more talks, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are going to get real familiar with these faces. But, anywho, thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you would like to follow me on any social media, all of that will be down in the description box below or the description of the podcast, wherever you're listening. And also, I'm asking again, like, to make this podcast better for you all so I can continue to buy all the equipment needed to just come with some real good stuff. Because I have so many ideas, but limited amounts of money. If you find it somewhere in your heart to just support me, there's also the support link down in the description as well. Just hit that and it'll take you to the page and then it'll say support. And you can contribute that way to help me. Anything is greatly appreciated. I'm not an ungrateful person. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And I will also tag these wonderful humans in the description below too. So you can go find them if you just need someone to talk to. I never just want to tell my listeners to come talk to me. I have some wonderful guests. If you would like to reach out and talk to them, they're good people. You know, if they're around me, they're good people, okay?
I'm an introvert.
But he'll talk to you. But anyway, thank you guys so much. I'm out.